Jesus showed us how to live, November 22. I received mercy for this reason, that in me, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life, RSV. He, Jesus, was a teacher, such an educator as the world never saw or heard before. He spake as one having authority, and yet he invites the confidence of all. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The only begotten Son of the infinite God has, by his words, his practical example, left us a plain pattern which we are to copy. By his words he has educated us to obey God, and by his own practice he has showed us how we can obey God. This is the very work he wants every man to do, to obey God intelligently, by precept and example teach others what they must do in order to be obedient children of God. Jesus has helped the whole world to an intelligent knowledge of his divine mission and work. He came to represent the character of the Father to our world. And as we study the life, the words, and works of Jesus Christ, we are helped in every way in the education of obedience to God, and as we copy the example he has given us, we are living epistles known and read of all men. We are the living human agencies to represent in character Jesus Christ to the world. Not only did Christ give explicit rules showing how we may become obedient children, but he showed us in his own life and character just how to do those things which are right and acceptable with God, so there is no excuse why we should not do those things which are pleasing in his sight. The great teacher came to our world to stand at the head of humanity, to thus elevate and sanctify humanity by his holy obedience to all of God's requirements, showing it is possible to obey all the commandments of God. He has demonstrated that a lifelong obedience is possible. Thus he gives chosen, representative men to the world, as the Father gave the Son, to exemplify in their life the life of Jesus Christ. In him was found the perfect ideal. To reveal this ideal is the only true standard for attainment, to show what every human being might become, what, through the indwelling of humanity by divinity, all who received him would become. For this, Christ came to the world. He came to show how men are to be trained as befits the sons of God, how on earth they are to practice the principles and to live the life of heaven.